Fishing indeed has been synonymous with the Kenai Peninsula since the first Homo sapiens put foot on this land. It's been a way they have survived, and archaeologists tell us that perhaps the spear was the very first tool that Homo erectus invented in order to survive. Well, fast forward thousands of years and a lot of technology where now fishing has become something with hooks and poles and carbon fiber, mylar lines, and all kinds of technology to grab the fish out of the water and bring them into your freezer. Well, recently when I was in Hawaii talking with my free diving instructor and listening to her and my son talk about free diving spear fishing, I realized we're talking about something that is completely different and that most people perceive spear fishing as something that can be done with an aqualung. Well, I would like to say that spear fishing with scuba diving is like moose hunting with a boombox on your back playing Jimi Hendrix sounds as you go into the woods, because it's loud with all of that apparatus and can be risky. So I'm talking with Micah Tomlinson, who is the premier freediving instructor, and that's not just my words, but that's from other people who have fish diving clubs, freediving clubs in Alaska. She is really well-renowned over on Kona. She instructs with the Kona Hona Divers. And Micah, aloha. And as a main of introduction, tell folks how you first got interested in freediving.
Aloha. I got introduced to freediving when I moved here to Hawaii. I randomly started working on some tour boats here and just ended up going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I had a friend who asked me if I'd take a freediving course. I'd never heard of freediving ever before in my life and randomly took this course and just fell in love with it. And I started freediving all the time, training all the time, and someone else introduced spearfishing to me, and I got obsessed with that and just started to progress with that through time.
Well, earlier we interviewed Martin, who started the Freediving Institute, which is now globally, and he is the holder of several world records for freediving. And again, when we think of perception, we think of depth of freediving and how deep you can go, and then how you can acclimate as you come up as a sport. But in listening to you and my son talk about spearfishing, I started getting a different paradigm and a different understanding of what you're actually doing, because you are indeed hunting the fish. And I'm going to coin this new term called fish hunting, because maybe you can explain it better, Micah, the experience when you're underwater, you're not blowing out any bubbles, so it's quiet, and the fish are interested in this strange being in their habitat. Explain to me what that experience is like.
Yeah, of course. Just like hunting, you have to kind of blend yourself into the environment so that animals will approach you and come closer. Marine life especially is very, very, very curious. So we don't have to blend in as much as someone on land trying to hunt a bear or a deer, but we still want to be very still. We want to make ourselves look small. We want to make ourselves look non-threatening. We want to lure the fish in. If you look like a predator, if you chase them, if you make yourself look really big, if you're looking at them straight on, they're going to freak out. They're not going to want to come close to you or stay close to you. We all know fish are very fast under the water. We can't keep up with them usually. They react very, very quickly. And so being able to just stay still, stay calm, make yourself small, that's what's going to bring those fish in. And that's the hunting part of spearfishing.
Kind of a stalking. And yet the fish has a great advantage, because you only have so much breath that you can hold.
You can let the fish run with that reel, move with the fish and hunt them and still be in this super meditative state is just so much fun to me. But number two, and probably more important, I love being able to share with my community, share with my friends, share with my family, to be able to catch all this fish and bring it home to my roommates and my friends. Everyone's always so excited. We all get together. We all get to spend time together. People bring in new recipes from different areas. And so it's just fun to just share with people around. That's what I really, really like about spearfishing.
The archetypal reward of being a hunter-gatherer. Now, I'm sure we've piqued a lot of people's interest because Alaska is known for fishing and hunting. And this new experience, relatively small few people in Alaska, but you can fish hunt in Alaska. And if people this time of year also like to think about going over to the island and a new purpose, if they wanted to take a free diving course where, as we were talking with Martin, you learn skills not only for the sport of free diving, but in things like spearfishing, how would they get in touch with the Konohonu divers and make an appointment to take a class?
Yeah, Konohonu divers, I am their main instructor that teaches for them. Their phone number is 808-324-4668, or their email is info@konohonudivers.com. Or you can find myself as an instructor on the FII website. We have lots of other instructors all through the islands that are also posted on that website. If you can't get in one of my classes, there will definitely be someone else running a class at some point.
And if you didn't get all that information, I'm sure Google free diving or Kona and all those places will come up to you and you can look all of them out. I certainly would recommend one of my latest experiences in living and experiencing new things has been with Micah over at the Konohonu Divers. And I hope a lot of people from the Kenai Peninsula go over there and meet you and learn what it's like to fish hunt.
Yes, I hope to see more people in the water over here from Alaska.
And then you can come back to Alaska and go hunting here, Micah.
That's the plan.
Maybe you can put a spear into a 100-pound halibut. How would that be?
Oh, my gosh, that's a dream. I'd love that.
Quite a challenge. Micah Tomlinson is the premier freediving instructor on Kona. I'm Merrill Sikorski, returning you to that fish-hunting sound of KSRM.